the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Wine grape growers in Mendocino and Sonoma counties say proposed water quality regulations for wastewater discharge requirements for vineyards are burdensome, costly, and often duplicate work by growers participating in sustainability certification programs. Mendocino County wine grape grower Frost Pauly said vineyard farmers are concerned about proposed grower monitoring and reporting mandates being developed as part of the state's irrigated lands regulatory program. Farm sentiment rebounded in June as the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer rose 17 points to 121. June's sentiment improvement left the index near the April reading of 123 after a one-month swoon in May. Producers report a more optimistic view of the future as the index of future expectations rose 25 points to 123, while their perception of the current situation was unchanged. The chairman of the House Agriculture Committee plans to release a draft farm bill by the end of August. Representative Glenn G.T. Thompson told the Hagstrom Report he plans a markup in mid-September, but only if the leadership has told him what week the bill will be scheduled to come up on the House floor. The Pennsylvania Republican says this farm bill is going to be bipartisan, bicameral, on time, and highly effective. Get the equipment and trucks you need at Ritchie Brothers Tipton Online Auction on August 10th, featuring more than 1,200 items. For details, go to rbauction.com.